Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and I am so excited again this week to have another fabulous author that I was able to speak with. This week, I am speaking with author Kathleen Barber. Her debut novel, Are You Sleeping?, comes out on Tuesday, August 1st, and it is so good. You need to go out and pre-order this book right now. You need to go out and buy this book on Tuesday when it comes out if you don't want to pre-order. It was described to me as a thriller. The author herself describes it as more suspense. You know, those are very similar genres, very closely related. And it's definitely suspenseful. It sucked me in from pretty much the moment I started reading it. The characters are compelling. They are flawed. They are human. They're not always likable, but they're understandable, and as such, they are compelling and they move the story along. And so let me give you a little bit of the background on that story. This is the blurb about the book. It says, Serial meets Ruth Wares in a dark, dark wood. In this inventive and twisty psychological thriller about a mega hit podcast that reopens a murder case and threatens to unravel the carefully constructed life of the victim's daughter. The only thing more dangerous than a lie is the truth. Josie Berman has spent the last 10 years trying to escape her family's reputation, and with good reason. After her father's murder 13 years prior, her mother ran away to join a cult, and her twin sister Lainey, once Josie's closest friend and confidant, betrayed her in an unimaginable way. Now Josie has finally put down roots in New York, settling into domestic life with her partner Caleb, and that's where she intends to stay. The only problem is that she has lied to Caleb about every detail of her past, starting with her last name. When investigative reporter Poppy Parnell sets off a media firestorm with a mega-hit podcast that reopens the long-closed case of Josie's father's murder, Josie's world begins to unravel. Meanwhile, the unexpected death of Josie's long-absent mother forces her to return to her Midwestern hometown, where she must confront the demons from her past and the lies on which she has staked her future. So there's a lot going on in this story, right? So it is the story of a family who encountered tragedy 13 years ago with the murder of their father, their husband, and as you can only imagine, the family kind of fell apart. Mom ran away and joined a cult. The twin daughters were only 15 at the time. One of them, you know, she got very angry. She got very bitter. She got involved in things that were not the best choices in her life. And eventually that drove a wedge between the sisters. And so the story centers around Josie, but we get all of these other snapshots of their family, including her mother's sister, their Aunt A, who raised them after their mother ran away, after their father was murdered, and their cousin Ellen. So you get this very interesting and detailed look into this family, into this unit of people that has been deeply, deeply affected by the murder of Chuck Berman. And they are, you know, a family like any other family in that they have their problems and their dysfunctions, but those problems and dysfunctions are then magnified by this tragic happening in their past, and then they're magnified and exacerbated further because of this podcast that happens. That it's Serial meets Ruth Ware is in a dark, dark wood, as the blurb says. But unlike Serial, this is more, and the author will talk about this in the interview, this is much more salacious. This is much more gossip mongering, much more about ratings than about finding out really the truth. That's how it feels as you're reading it. And so it's this thing that just takes off, and Josie has been trying to create this whole new life when her old life comes crashing back down on her. And as it says, with her mother's death, she then goes back to her hometown. She is confronted by all of those things that she's been trying to either bury or change or ignore for all this time, and things just, well, they go from there. And so, like I said, it sucked me in from pretty much the first, and I highly recommend it. Go out and get it. It is a really fabulous, fabulous book. I'm going to stop talking now for a little bit and let you listen to the interview with author Kathleen Barber. Her debut novel, Are You Sleeping?, comes out Tuesday, August 1st. Here's the interview. Hi, Kathleen. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Good, thank you. I'm excited to talk about your book today. As Thanks. We get started, I would love for my listeners just to get to know you a little bit. So if you want to share anything you're comfortable sharing, that would be great.
Okay, sure. Well, I grew up in Central Illinois, which is where Are You Sleeping is set. And now I live in Washington, D.C. But in the middle there, I lived in Chicago and New York for a while, where I was working as a bankruptcy attorney, and I don't do that anymore. Working in a large law firm environment is a real grind. So in 2014, my husband, who's also a lawyer, and I decided that we really needed to do something different. So we quit our jobs and we sold or gave away all of our stuff and boxed up what was left, and then we just took off. We spent 8 months backpacking through Southern and Eastern Africa and some of the Middle East and a little bit of Europe. And it was an amazing trip. It was really the hard reset that I needed. And so then it was right after we got back from the trip that I decided to devote myself seriously to writing. And that was when I started working on Are You Sleeping?
Oh, wow. So had you planned on writing at that point before you went on the trip? Had you decided that might be something you tried when you came back?
Well, it was definitely something that I was open to. I mean, like I have always been a writer. And so I always wanted to find more time to write. And I had been writing some things that I thought were, you know, that I thought I could probably turn them into something, and maybe with a little bit more work, I would be able to make it into a novel. But working in that kind of like large law firm environment, I didn't have any time. You know, you don't have very much free time to yourself when you're working a job like that, like not even weekends or nights. So I was hopeful that after the trip, I'd be able to sit down and really concentrate on my writing, and it worked out. So I was pretty pleased.
Yeah, that's great. Let's then talk about the book. Would you label it as a thriller?
I think it's more suspense, although I know there are a lot of different genre distinctions between thriller and suspense and whatnot that I don't really understand. So I think it's suspense, but...
Yes. Talk a little bit about how you decided to write, a suspense novel.
Well, interestingly enough, it didn't actually start as a suspense novel. So this probably sounds kind of funny, but I have been tossing around some of the characters in the book, namely Josie and Lainey and Adam for years. Like I'm talking about like for 20 years. I could never quite figure out what their story was. I just knew that they had one. And so, at like various points of time, it was more chick-litty. It was more, you know, aiming to be something more literary or like more straight women's fiction. And then I wrote a draft of something for them for NaNoWriMo in 2010 that ended up taking like a suspense turn. And it was terrible. It was like Chuck Berman wasn't actually dead, and he like popped up like as a surprise in the last couple of pages, and it was just like really, really horrible. So I pushed it away for like, didn't look at it for like many, many years. And until then, until I decided to pick it up again. So right when we'd gotten back from that Africa trip, it was October 2014, and that was when Serial was really big. And when I listened to when I was listening to Serial, then something just kind of clicked, and I was like, "Aha! This is kind of like the story that those characters have been waiting for." And I realized it was more of a suspense story, but certainly not the one that I had written in 2010.
Excuse me while I jump in here with our first break of the podcast. We are speaking today with Kathleen Barber, author of Are You Sleeping?, which comes out next Tuesday. When we come back, we'll be talking more about the Serial podcast and how it influenced this book and how it differs from this book. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are getting back to our interview with author Kathleen Barber. She is speaking about the podcast Serial that kind of partially inspired some of the events of her book, Are You Sleeping? So let's get back to that interview. And for people who are listening who might have not heard of Serial, it's a podcast. And do you want to explain a little bit more about that?
Oh, yeah, sure. So Serial is a podcast that was produced by people affiliated with This American Life, I believe. And it was – the idea was that they were going to investigate this this murder that happened in Baltimore in 1999 where this high school student named Haman Lee was killed. And shortly after her body was found, then they arrested her classmate and former boyfriend, Adnan Syed, for the murder. And he was convicted and he's been in prison ever since. But he's always maintained his innocence, and a family friend of his contacted Sarah Koenig, I believe, who was the host and one of the co-creators and co-producers of the series, and was basically like asking her to look into it to see whether or not, you know, he had gotten a fair trial and if there was something that could be done. So it was a hugely successful podcast, and it has a lot of devoted fans, myself being one of them.
Okay, and so there is a parallel in the novel with the podcast called Reconsidered, and it is reconsidering, in this case, the death of Chuck Berman, the father of two of the characters, who are twins, Josie and Lainey. Talk a little bit about the other influences that helped you to create this, you know, this story in its final form, as well as some of those characters.
So like I said, like Josie and Lainey, and Adam, who is a character that is kind of involved with both of them, at various points, I had come up with them when I was like in high school, just kind of like screwing around and making up characters. That's usually how a lot of the things that I write start. They start as characters. I just kind of start making up these characters and kind of expand from there. And so Serial was the obvious influence for the podcast aspect of the story. But having said that, I don't really think that Reconsidered, which is the podcast and the story, has much in common with Serial. The podcast in the book is a lot more tabloidy and gossipy, and kind of like purposely salacious, whereas Serial wasn't really any of those things. And the host of the podcast in the book, her name is Poppy Parnell, and she is nothing like Sarah Koenig, who is, you know, like an actual, you know, journalist who seems to take her job very seriously, whereas Poppy Parnell is, there's, you might suspect that she's in it more for her own fame than to actually help anybody.
Okay. You mentioned that you you grew up in Illinois. You lived in Illinois. Are there any other elements of the story or the setting or any of the characters that have any autobiographical elements?
Yeah, the setting is the main one. So the fictional town of Elm Park, like, has a lot of similarities to Galesburg, Illinois, which is where I grew up. I mean, down to the fact that there are certainly houses and bars that I was kind of like imagining, I was like picturing in my head while I was writing, mostly because that kind of like helped me make sure that like I knew where like the windows and the doors were, and kind of like for consistency's sake. But the setting is the main thing, but then there are other little bits of my own life kind of like sprinkled throughout. So like Josie and her boyfriend Caleb meet in Zanzibar, which was one of my favorite places that we went when we were traveling in Africa. And then they live together in a neighborhood in Brooklyn that's not far from where we used to live in Brooklyn. The soap opera that the aunt watches is the same one that I watch. And there's a cat named Bubbles, and Bubbles is actually a real cat. So.
Okay. Thank you. There's a character in the book that's not really a character, but it plays a huge role, and that's the role of social media. You did a really interesting thing with social media in this book, in that there are sections where it looks like you're looking at your Twitter feed or, you know, some other element of social media as you're going through the book. So talk about the decision to do it the way you did it.
Well, I have to start by saying that, like, I think that, like, I myself am just kind of like fascinated with social media as a whole. And I think a lot of that is because I'm part of that like micro generation that, you know, they've been talking about lately, like the Xennials or whatever, that grew up without computers and cell phones, but then came of age with them. So like, I kind of remember like signing up for Facebook when it was still just like, you know, a profile. And it's obviously something very different now. And now there's so many different types of social media. And I thought it was really interesting to watch how all these different types of things shape how we interact with other people and how we present ourselves online. And it's that part, like the presenting ourselves online, that I find kind of to be like the most fascinating. Like, you know, that old saying, like, on the internet, nobody knows you're a dog. Like, it's, you know, it's true, because the internet affords us the chance to filter our own lives for other people, or pretend to be somebody else entirely, or just to like hide behind some sort of like anonymous, you know, like Twitter avatar. So when I was really into Serial, I was doing a lot of like, you know, scrolling through the hashtags on Twitter and hanging around like the subreddits, and, I kept seeing like a lot of like anonymous handles who were just kind of like throwing out these like wild theories and doing kind of like character assassination on some of the people that were involved. And it was kind of upsetting to read, I thought. And so then I kind of thought that like I wanted to capture that and put it in the book, because for Josie, it's one thing knowing that like this podcast Reconsidered exists and that people can listen to it, but it's this other like much more invasive, hurtful thing for her when she's like confronted with the gossip and allegations about her own family. So I enjoyed being able to like sprinkle those like Twitter things throughout to kind of like show the reader exactly what it is that Josie's having to deal with.
And it's it's particularly difficult because they were Josie and Lainey were teenagers when their father was murdered. So there's all of this speculation about their characters. You know, are they, what were they thinking at the time? Why did they do the things that they did? And Lainey especially is really castigated by so many people who knew her at that time and are trying to fit her into some sort of box. And for me, that was, you know, it's understandable, but it was kind of difficult to read because of everything that they'd gone through. And instead of there being any sort of understanding, there were people that were understanding, but there are also people that were just like, no, she was pretty much a horrible person and we should never trust her.
Yeah. I mean, like, frankly, some of the stuff was kind of like hard to write because it's like, you know, anytime you get online on like Twitter or whatever, you know, you can see people being, you know, harassed and attacked by strangers online. And it's really awful. And so then like for me to be like attacking one of my own characters in the same way, it was kind of hard.
One more interruption. We are going to take our second break of the podcast. And when we come back, we'll be speaking more with Kathleen Barber, author of the novel, Are You Sleeping? We've been talking a little bit about social media and its impact on the book. And the thing we were just talking about with all the comments and stuff just reminds me of that phrase, don't feed the trolls. I mean, trolls are everywhere and they comment on everything. And it's no different in this book and this podcast that you read about. So stay tuned and we'll be talking more about Are You Sleeping? After this short break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are now going to conclude my interview with author Kathleen Barber. Her debut novel, Are You Sleeping?, comes out on Tuesday, August 1st. So let's get back to that interview. And then there's another character in the book who is so far the other direction, and that is their mother, who is not on social media, not connected to the world at all. And do you want to talk about her character a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So, so Josie and Lainey's mother is, she is a bit flighty. And it's hinted that she may have some undiagnosed, mental issues that she's been struggling with. At the start of the book, she's not in their lives, and she hasn't been in their lives for a long time because she actually has run away to join a cult. And so she ran away like shortly after the trial for her husband's murder. And she's been gone then for, I want to say like 10 years. Nobody really knows where to find her. And so I think that there's a lot of anger for the characters that have been left behind. You know, Josie and Lainey, they lost their mother. Aunt A, who is their mother's sister, who then like took them in to raise them. I think that's probably a lot of anger from her too, because she just disappeared and was in no way able to be contacted, just walked out of their lives.
In some ways, it's almost as though she is also dead from the amount of ability they have to actually contact her.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. I have a million questions that I would love to ask you, but I don't want to give a bunch of stuff away for people who haven't read it. So we'll just sort of skip over all of my questions.
Okay.
The book comes out next week, correct?
Mm-hmm. It does. It releases on August 1st.
Okay. So people can get it. They can pre-order it now, but it'll be available August 1st. What are you doing next week to celebrate and promote and all those fun things?
Yeah, well, I am, so, you know, I live in DC now, but I used to live in New York. And so on release day on August 1st, I'm having a release day party at Powerhouse Arena, which is a bookstore in Brooklyn. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to get a chance to see some of my friends from New York, and my mom is actually flying in from Illinois also. And then my mom and my husband and I are taking the bus from New York back down here to DC because on Thursday the 3rd, I'm reading at Kramer Books here in DC, which I'm really excited about. And my best friend is flying in from California also, which makes it nice. So I've got some nice stuff. And the week after, I'm flying to Chicago, which is one of my other favorite cities, for a reading at City Lit Books on Thursday the 10th. So I've got some exciting stuff coming up. I just wish I could relax a bit and enjoy it.
Yes. Hopefully once the book is actually out, maybe you'll be able to relax a little bit. But I'm guessing a lot of it will be a little bit of a blur.
That's what I've heard from my friends that have had books come out recently.
So I know the book is coming out next week, and this is sort of a presumptive question, but what's next? Are you working on anything right now?
I am working on something. It is early days, though. I can't even decide on a main character's name. So I don't have much to say about it, but I am working on it very diligently.
Okay. Do you have a writing schedule when you write? Do you have a favorite place to write? What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So I don't usually keep a specific schedule, but I do try to write every day. And I generally write during the day while my husband's at work. When I was in New York, I definitely had a favorite place to write. It was this little coffee shop / wine bar in the Village that was just perfect because, you know, you could start with a cup of coffee and earlier in the day, and then you could switch to wine at night, which was lovely. But here I've been working at a place, at a coffee shop, not too far from my apartment, that I'm really liking because they actually roast the coffee beans there. So it's really loud. And, they play this rock music also that's really loud. And that actually, I think is really conducive for writing. If I can't like have absolute silence, I need like a lot of noise. So it's been working out. I've gotten a lot done there.
Wow. I can't quite actually picture trying to concentrate in that, but
it's just so much noise that it just kind of like all cancels itself out.
Right. Well, it works for you. So that's what counts. Yeah. When you have time to read, do you have favorite authors or genres?
Yeah. I mean, I read a lot and I read just about everything, but, as you might guess, like I really like psychological suspense and domestic suspense. So like I will read basically anything that like Megan Miranda or Ruth Ware or Kate Moretti writes. Let's see. I'm also like a huge fan of Caroline Kepnes, of like You and Hidden Bodies. I think those are fantastic. I really like more like literary thrillers also, like Ill Will by Dan Shaun and I'm Thinking of Ending Things by Ian Reid were just like both deeply unsettling and I really liked them. My favorite book of all time is Seven Types of Ambiguity by Elliot Perlman, which is this kind of like weird literary psychological thriller. And I just love it. I've read it a bunch of times. I even borrowed the author's last name and bestowed it upon one of the characters in Are You Sleeping? Because I just love it so much.
Nice. Thank you for that. What else? Is there anything else that you would like for people to know about you or about your book or about your upcoming schedule? Anything that we haven't covered?
I guess I'd like to like throw out a big thank you to all the people in the writers group that I've like recently become a part of. It's it's 17 Scribes, which is a group of people that are having their debut novels come out in 2017. And they've, not only have they been like fantastically supportive during this whole like publication process, but I've gotten the opportunity to read a lot of really great books that I might not have otherwise grabbed, because I do tend to gravitate towards towards like suspense and thrillers. I know you had Kristen Rockaway mm-hmm. as a guest before, and I loved The Wild Woman's Guide to Traveling the World. I thought that was great. And I've just gotten to read a bunch of great books that I might not have otherwise picked up, and so I highly endorse them.
I think Marianne Marlowe is part of that group as well, because mm-hmm. She'll be yeah. on in a couple of weeks as well.
So. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Marianne's like a fantastic, like supportive, I think she might be one of the original members of the group too. Okay. So,
okay. I haven't gotten a chance to read that book yet, but it's coming up. Where can people find you on social media or the internet?
Okay, I have a website at KathleenBarber.com. And then I'm also on Twitter and Instagram with the same handle, which is KateLizabee, which seems a bit convoluted, but it's actually just like the beginning of my first, middle, and last names. And apparently Kathleen Barber is a really common name. So
yes, when I typed it into social media, there was a lot of things that came up that were not you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, those are my questions. So I really, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I loved the book. It sucked me in. And as I mentioned to you in an email, I always know that I'm enjoying a book when I wonder what the characters are doing without me. And that was the case with this. So I was at work on Friday.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate hearing that. And thank you for having me.
Oh, you're
welcome. It was really nice to speak with you.
It was lovely speaking with you. And have fun next week.
Thank you.
I want to once again thank my guest, author Kathleen Barber. As I've mentioned several times, her debut novel, Are You Sleeping?, comes out on Tuesday. And as I've said several times, go pre-order it, or wait until Tuesday and go buy it, or check it out from your local library, whichever works best for you. Read this book. Again, I want to thank Kathleen for being on the podcast. I really appreciated it and enjoyed speaking with her and enjoyed reading the book. As always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can follow us on social media at Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, or GSMC Book Review. And you can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Stitcher, any of the apps that you use for your mobile devices. You can download those podcasts. So thank you once again for joining me. I hope you will join me again next week. And in the meantime, during this week, I really hope you'll go out and get yourself lost in a good book. Maybe Are You Sleeping? Thanks.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.